Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? This is part two of our live podcast from the Texas Land Investors Meetup here in Fort Worth, Texas at Top Golf. We've got another round of great stories coming for you. So here we go. Let's get started.
Right. Hey, I'm Joe Schmidt. My company's Hang Your Hat Properties.
Is that what the HYH means?
Yep. Hang your hat.
I've been going high properties the whole time. So, okay. Well, awesome. So Joe was our second farthest traveled person to get here. Where are you from, Joe?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
What's the temperature there today?
I think it's about 4 degrees, and I think we've had about 4 inches of snow.
Wow. So,
yeah, we're about to play golf in short sleeves and drink drinks here. So it's gonna
sure
be awesome.
Are. Yep. It was a no-brainer to come down here.
Yep. So give us your favorite moment.
My favorite moment was after my first two properties I got in Elko County, and they were in a canyon. It looked like there was a road that was supposed to go there. There was a platted road that showed up on Google Maps. It wasn't a road.
Oh, no.
And some person with a big old ranch put a gate up to the only access to the property. And it took me three photographers to finally get someone to the lot and to figure out how I could get anyone else who was interested in the properties to the lot. But I just kept telling myself, you know what? If I can get these lots sold, I can make it in this business. And I just kept telling myself that, and I kept sending the mail, and then someone checked out in the middle of the night and bought the crappiest lot, and I still made money.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Do you know how you get past that gate? You go to Harbor Freight, $49.95, they have this big bolt cutter. I've got one, and I bought a box of Master Lock, so when I cut somebody's lock to go look at my property, I just put that on the link. I don't know if it's 100% legal. Adam told me to do it, but it's got me to the property. Adam Southey, S-O-U-T-H-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we put the address? Is that the Burleson address?
I don't know your address.
I know yours.
Damn. So.
Hi, I'm Beth Pianori. I'm a transaction coordinator, and I think one of the most exciting things about this business is that this is a viable alternative to your career. I know that being a mother and a career woman, it can be very limiting when you want to work part-time to be with your children after school. So this is nice that we can do something part-time. We can work around our schedule so that we can be there and not feel limited.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And Beth, our listeners know who you are because we talk about you quite a bit. Between you and Jen, y'all get a lot of the airtime besides Adam. We talk about him a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
So. But that, you know, it's great to see that, you know, I think we were talking over Thanksgiving and you were about to take a job that I was like, there's no way in heck I'm going to let you take this job. And then I said, come over here, we'll figure it out. And, you know, I think that's the cool thing about this is we all, everybody in this room has a background in a certain business niche or whatever it was. They just have experience doing everything. And then, you know, I like to refer to it as like power of the herd. You know, Adam's super good at Excel and SQL and tech stuff. I'm good at just kind of BSing a little bit. And so we put us together. He's really good at tech, and I'm really good at BSing. We kind of have a show that the sound has gotten better at. You know, we're not really great at it, but we're
getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting better at it.
Yeah. You still continue to BS a lot.
I do.
Yeah, it's a lot of the show.
But you take Beth, who's like a heck of a salesperson. It's super detail-oriented and organized, and you put her and teach her how to do land. You have a successful career or business that's about to be built. You had your first sale with your first client here last week. They made $10,000, give or take, and they had the property for 2 weeks. You took care of it from escrow to escrow for them, and you know that's huge. That's a huge thing for somebody. You're like, wait a second, you know, November you weren't doing that. Now you know how to. We've bought 27-30 properties together off of the COSL website, and then now this deal, and they have three more in escrow that you're getting through escrow for them. So definitely a viable option. You got something to say? Put it. Say something. They can't see a shrug.
I was going to say it's pretty neat when you sell the property to somebody who really, really is excited to get it. Or when you're buying property from somebody who it's life-changing for them to to unload that, to get that check from you. Instead of paying that money that they would for taxes, they're getting that money and being able to put it to use. And to see that, to be part of that process, it just makes you feel good about it.
Not should. You know, it so. Really did. I think we forget those little moments like that, those little wins. And that's kind of why we talk about good and bad moments and favorite moments and worst moments and, you know, that aha moment and, you know, the fears of what you have as land investors, because we want to kind of ease that a little bit. So thanks, Beth, for coming. Like you had a choice.
My name is Tim Flood, and the name of our company is Rural Land Watch. And
if anybody has Facebook, they've seen one of your videos. You have like 10,000 views on half your videos. It's amazing.
That's right. We do. We have a pretty good Facebook presence. That's right. So here's a memory that's pretty cool. We had just gotten started, and it was a little four-acre parcel in Oklahoma, and the guy paid me. He met me over here in Fort Worth outside of a Whataburger and paid me in cash.
Nice.
And took the deed in the parking lot. It was really, this is how we wanted to do it. So before I took the money to the bank to deposit it, I took the money home, and I showed my kids the fruits of my labor, so to speak, $7,000 in $100 bills. And so before we put it in the bank, we threw the money at each other and threw it up in the air and danced around with it and just all the stuff like you might see in a movie. And it was just pretty, it was fun to do.
So you did Wolf of Wall Street, like made it rain on yourself?
Not quite like Wolf of Wall Street, but on a smaller scale of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. When I told y'all earlier, I bought a property that had access issues, but I sold it for $24,000 cash. It was in Oklahoma, and they gave me a bag full of $100 bills. And I, on my drive home, it was 6 hours. I was throwing it in the air on myself. I'm not even going to lie. It was a lot of fun. So I feel you on that. I can appreciate that.
It's a neat feeling.
It is. It is. It's good. And I'm glad cool. you got to feel that by doing that.
Yeah, I like that.
My name's Dave Ayers, and this is my wife, Christy. Our company is Circle 7 Land. I guess best moment.
Best or favorite, you know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I made $100,000. It could be, I didn't make much money, but I changed this woman's life, or man, I got my butt kicked in negotiations from this person. It doesn't have to be favorite.
I've got it.
Okay.
Early 2018, my wife and I got to start having the conversation of what if you stopped working, came to work with me?
Who come to work with who? With you, yeah. The wife. Let her have the microphone real quick.
Me with him.
Okay.
And just to see her eyes light up as we started talking about, and I didn't want to commit to it, right? Because that's a lot to commit to, but yeah. I just wanted to start warming her up to it. But just to know the kind of the freedom and the relief she felt as we started talking about it. And then in June, she quit her job come work with me, and not a better moment than that.
Man, that's awesome. So, and I want people to understand something. I mean, your whole family's relying on the land business right now. Like y'all's whole, I'd say family, y'all's being. And, you know, walk me through how you do land. Do you send some mail, make some offers, get it in, get them, come back, you say yes or no, and then you list them and sell them?
That's how we do it.
So there's no trick to it.
There's no trick to it. Can I tell my worst real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
This just happened.
We're on your time, not mine.
You can feel for me here. We have sent just under 20,000 offers off out in the last 4 months. We had a gentleman, we noticed our mail was not as heavy as usual, and we had a gentleman at our local post office retire, and we found out that they started filling in with temporary people instead of filling his position, and they were kicking all our mail back because this guy just knew in his head, he knew the name of our company. So these temps would either see the name of our company and kick it back or look at the address and then put it in the box. So I knew we had less coming in, but it didn't completely cut it off. And so when I figured this out, oh man, the pit in my stomach of the thousands of dollars that we lost in the last several months. But that's a good point to talk about navigating the emotion, the ups and downs of this business. You know, there's the ups and downs, and our job is just to remain constant, just to solve problems and stay consistent all through it. So we're learning.
No, that's huge. Yeah. So when y'all decided to come down to Texas, because you're from Missouri,
right?
You decided to come down to Texas. When did y'all leave? to come down this way?
We left early Thursday morning, and we generally send mailers to places we're headed and try to view land on the way. So we viewed some land in Oklahoma on the way down.
So you just cruised on down, you and your wife just smiling, singing along in the car karaoke, and having a big time.
And actually, my birthday's Sunday, so we're making it a whole weekend. And
wow, you're going to be here all weekend?
Yeah. Well, it's only one more day.
What is today?
Thank you.
Saturday, right?
Saturday. Yeah. Wow, I'm like lost.
It's happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday. Yeah. We're not going to sing you happy birthday on this, and this show will probably air Monday or Wednesday.
Thankful for that. I do want to say, I want to tell Adam that I appreciate how he calls you out on how often you're at the winery.
You're
literally
welcome.
We see you post on Facebook every couple days a winery photo, and you talk about how you've only been there you go once a month. Maybe appreciate that, Adam.
So yes. Here's the deal with the winery. It's literally like 3 miles from my house. I have 5.5-year-old twins. We give them a soccer ball. They go run. They've built forts at the winery where they're so much. And it's $16 for a bottle of wine. Me and my wife can have a nice evening. We put a blanket down. Our 7-month-old rolls around, and we have a good time. It's like you and your wife are getting to hang out all the time. We need some hanging out time away from our house, and it's an easy place to do it for our family. It's family friendly.
Yes.
Adam's just jealous because he doesn't get invited all the time because he goes to sleep at 7:45 at night.
I'm well rested.
You're well rested. Very well rested. Not wind up, though.
I feel better for it. I'm not, reeking of wine Sunday mornings while we're trying
not
to...
an alcoholic. Yeah. Drink twice a week, maybe. Yeah.
I'm not taking my kids.
You went there. Right, put my kids in your mouth.
Let's hope CPS isn't listening.
Wow.
Anyway, we appreciate the personalities
don't,
you guys are bringing to the land business.
Don't root him on.
So, I think we should have him on more.
Remember who the talent is.
I could edit you right out.
I know
you don't even know how to use the edit button.
I know I don't, and I'm okay with that.
I'm Christy. I'm Dave's wife. I would like to add that the best moment for me is joining him in June, and then I Marie Kondo'd my closet and donated all my dress and work clothes. It was awesome.
Seriously? You went through and like just purged?
Don't need them.
Nice.
So, true.
I work in, leggings and a sweatshirt. It's awesome.
That's weird. I'm in gym clothes like most of the time.
I don't know how much this pressed iron shirt. That's a big deal.
The top.
I asked my wife. I was looking. I was like, "Hey, I got some new button ups," and she's like, "Oh yeah, they haven't been ironed in like a month. They're still sitting in like the laundry room."
Exactly.
I'm like, "Shoot!" So I got to get one out of the closet. So that's why I'm in. So we're normally in gym shorts, shirts. Occasionally, I'll throw on a polo. A lot of times when you see me on, like, Finance Friday with Steve and Jill on Land Academy's podcast, I'm wearing PJ pants and a nice shirt, so you get
business
that.
Business on top.
The top and bottom.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming. We're glad to see y'all get to work together and y'all have seen some success. Yeah. We can't take credit for it, but we're glad you came to join our party.
Thank you.
Ron Mayfield, Prime Vacant Land. My favorite moment was my first sale. Now, it's compared to the everybody else sales, I haven't had as much mail out. So I bought it for $1,100 and sold it for $9,200.
Wow.
I took forever to get it up because I was just concerned, well, I don't have this right. I don't have my credit card set up, blah, blah, blah. I when I finally put it up, it was sold in a week and didn't have to use a credit card. It was nothing to it.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. There's a big fear for a lot of people that they're just scared to get it out there. They want to wait till everything's right before they actually post it. I'll tell guys all the time that work with Plum, I'll say, hey, just go ahead and put it up there. If you got to change the pictures later, you'll change the pictures later. Just get it out there and at least somebody sells it. I mean, when me and Zach did a deal in Kentucky, we didn't know exactly where the property was. We got a property card. We just kind of threw it up there and we're like, hey, we got leads off that. People were like, hey, I want to know more about your property. We're like, oh yeah, Riverfront, Asphalt Road. Here's a picture of where it's at.
No clue where it's at.
But there you go. And that's a real thing. And so I'm glad to see that worked for you. And I'm glad that you've taken that and kept moving forward. So
thanks.
Well, cool.
That's everybody.
That's everybody that wanted to speak that was here. There's some people that didn't want to speak. We're not going to mention anybody's names.
The bar tab did drop, though.
It did. How many do we have?
I don't know. We'll call it five.
Five people. So now we're down to $50 on the bar tab. No. You have anything, final thoughts for anybody that came to the show?
I'm just very thankful that everybody came out. It's been so good to put some faces with the company names and everything. Like, I see you guys' company names all the time. Until
we can't see who you're pointing at. Same name.
Well, I'm going to go blank right now.
Okay.
So Texas Land is on, Land Sisters, everybody. I'm just like, we see them commenting, and then when get to put a name with the company name, it's awesome.
Yep. And I'm glad I got to talk to Rowdy. He said my quote of 2019, I got to go weigh some chickens the other day on his live thing, and I love that. I love that thought. So I'm like, when I talk to Adam, he says something, I'm like, stop it, Adam, I got to go weigh some chickens, I'm out. And I let him go. He gets mad about it.
It has nothing to do with whatever we're talking about.
But that means I got stuff to do. I got to do work.
All right. As normal, we're going to cut him off. We're going to end it here. Okay.
As always.
As always. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then most importantly, and this is for everyone that's here, go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, and subscribe to the show. We really appreciate it. It guarantees we keep coming back each and every week. And we love you for it. That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.